The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
Floods in Hampton Roads have become more frequent and more destructive in recent years.
I am hoping to send a letter to the president requesting FEMA assistance to assist the individuals and the businesses who have been impacted. We are going to get help from the federal government to assist you.
That's Governor McAuliffe in Virginia Beach after flooding caused by Hurricane Matthew last fall. Now, a Republican lawmaker from the area wants the state to do a better job of helping residents deal with the costs and disruption that floods bring. To talk about that story, here's David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
This is a story by Michelle Hankerson with a Virginian Pilot. To the people in Hampton Roads who are seeing greater flooding, climate change is a real thing for them, and trying to figure out how to deal with that is an important public policy priority.
And David, there is now a specific suggestion on the table.
The story quotes Delegate Chris Dolley, a Republican from Virginia Beach, saying he would like to bring this to a cabinet-level position, who basically would coordinate all these efforts to try to curb and handle the impact of what we're seeing as more tidal flooding in Virginia.
For purposes of current discussion, at least, the person holding the position would be called the State Resiliency Officer. But David, there is a problem, and it's not a new one. It seems Virginia is facing a budget shortfall again, this time $1.2 billion.
So it's not probably the best time to be talking about potentially a big ticket item to solve this problem. It's like any one of these issues with climate change. It's a very, very difficult and expensive proposition. Right now, the Secretary of Public Safety is in charge of flooding issues, but they want to make this into one office to handle this, to coordinate this across agencies, and to coordinate with federal agencies as well.
Our next story is from Chesterfield County outside Richmond, where what's called the cash proffer that developers pay has been cut by quite a bit. And David, it has caused a stir.
Right. This is a story by Jim McConnell. He's a staff writer for the Chesterfield Observer. And it's about how the county, in reaction to change in state law, has changed the rules requiring how much money developers will have to pay in public infrastructure, that'd be roads and so forth, to mitigate the impact of large real estate developments. Last fall, the county, Chesterfield County, reduced the top payment that they would have to make by 50%. And that has resulted, the story goes on to show, that a flood of applicants of already approved cases coming back to either have their proffer amounts they agreed to pay reduced or perhaps even eliminated.
Well, a 50% reduction looks significant enough. How would they get a 100% reduction?
And the story points out that part of the policy passed in September has said the county could waive the proffers altogether in areas that are designated for revitalization. However, the board has not published a map that delineates exactly where these are and what constitutes revitalization areas.
The board also says it will encourage what it calls quality development, although to this point they haven't defined that either. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.